Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're going to continue with the NBA flow with our buddy Sean Powell from NBA.com. He's in the house. He's getting ready for a little Mavericks and Hawks, and we can bounce around, have some fun with some good topics. And it's been an electric start, especially at the Garden last night. That was insane. Sean, Tiki, and Tierney, welcome back. How you doing, bud?
Tierney and number 21. What's going on, guys?
I like that, Sean. I like that, Sean. All good. Nice to have you on. I know we'll get to Luka and Trae Young, which is a five-star platinum matchup. Listen, I remember growing up, not trying to date you. It's not like you're 40 years or 30 years old, but I read you for a long time back in the day. I saw the tail end of Bernard King. Obviously, saw the whole Ewing era, Mark Jackson. That was special for a couple of years. Amari and Melo. Sean, I got to tell you, the way that play sounded last night, and I've been to hundreds of games there, I had never heard the Garden sound quite like that. It's the combination of desperation that we're finally out of this hellhole mixed with anticipation of what could be next. That is special. That was a special sound last night, right?
Well, you said the key word is desperation. I mean, if you've gone through what Knicks fans have gone through for the last two decades, yeah, you'd sound like that after the playoffs last year, after they won a game, and then after one regular season win. So I think what you saw was the emotional release of 20-plus years. I know Carmelo Anthony, when he was there, they had a few years, they were pretty good. But I just think now that the Knicks fans, and Knicks fans are one of the most intelligent fans in the NBA, they have a sense that what they see now wasn't a tease last year. Obviously, it'll have to play itself out. Yep. The Eastern Conference is very much, much more competitive. But I just think right now, let the Knicks fans have their moment.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. And if they continue to play as well as they have, Sean, they will get their moment. Here's an interesting thing that came out of some conversations, or at least a press conference, that LaMelo Ball had yesterday. And it echoes in some ways what Ja Morant, the two successive rookies of the years over the last couple of years, have said. They're not a fan of leaving, right? Going to somewhere else to win a championship. Could we see like an old school, I'm sticking it out, loyal to my team, return to the NBA? Does that feel like it's happening?
Well, we saw it happen this past summer when Giannis led the Milwaukee Bucks to the championship. If you recall, the previous summer, you saw three or four teams, Miami Heat among them, start clearing cap room because they thought they had a chance at Giannis.
That's right.
That he would leave small-town Milwaukee and come join some other stars. And Giannis had other plans, and he won a championship. And then this summer, you saw the early part of the summer, Damian Lillard saying, you know what, I think I might want out of here. I'm not happy with the direction this team is going. And then what, about a month ago, he says, I'm here for the long haul. So I think it's good. It's the anti-Ben Simmons, you know?
Yeah.
Where this league needs players to stay put, elevate their teams, basically make their teams a destination point for other stars to come to, rather than doing a James Harden, pulling up the stakes, running to Brooklyn or someone else.
Durant.
Where you can, exactly, where you can team up and get what I think might be a slightly devalued title.
I don't disagree. I mean, you know, listen, if given the opportunity, a devalued title versus no titles, I don't give a damn how devalued the title is, I'll take it. But, yeah, there's nothing like an organic achievement that is, it's just uplifting for whatever city that might be, and I totally agree. So that's Sean Powell, NBA.com writer with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I don't think it's going to be swift. Nobody does. But, Sean, what do you think is the ultimate resolution in Philly with Simmons?
I would hope the love of the game would take over with Ben Simmons and that he would come to his senses and play basketball. If you love basketball, you play basketball. Like Tiki, you love football.
Yep.
You play football.
That's
you
right.
Put everything else aside. With Ben Simmons, the one thing that I'm kind of concerned about with him is, what are the other players around the league thinking when they see him And so you're talking about his potential future teammates, whatever team he eventually is going to go to. Are they? Do they trust him? You know? I mean, do they think he's going to be there for the long haul? Now, of course, he's going to say all the right things when he arrives to that new team, wherever it is. But this is kind of disturbing. This is unprofessional, okay?
Yep.
It's insubordination, mm-hmm. and it's not even about money. Usually you see these things, it's about money. It's not even about money.
That's true.
He's paid. He's got to hold you up his contract. I don't get it. And it's a bad look for him, first and foremost.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a bad look for the league because it's something they don't need going into the 75th anniversary season.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, he's a great defensive player, as we know. He's been a marquee player, even if the team has fallen short of the long sought after championship. You know, the other big story tip off this season was the Nets and really the Kyrie Irving drama, you know, not getting a vaccine and not being available and them not wanting him to be a part-time player. How do you think that one gets resolved? Because I don't see Kyrie caving and I don't see the New York City changing its rules or laws either about indoor vaccination. So how does that one play itself out?
I think eventually, and I've always thought this, Kevin Durant gave up Steph Curry for Kyrie Irving. And at some point, Kevin Durant's going to say, hey, man, what's up? We're supposed to win a championship here. This is why I left a good Golden State team to come to Brooklyn to be your teammate. And so what are you saying? We finally have a team that's worthy of a championship, and you're bailing? I think eventually Kyrie Irving is going to understand that. He's going to get that shot, and he's going to play ball. But, of course, look, there are a lot of people who try to get in Kyrie's head, and they all fail. So I'm not going to be the first one.
Yeah, Sean, I got to tell you, Sean, I would not take that bet. I mean, if I had to put something down pertaining to his vaccination status in a couple of months, I would still say that he's unvaccinated. I don't think he's going to bend. I really don't.
Well, then something has to happen then because this can't continue. We don't know where the virus is going. We don't know where the local laws, the national laws and the state laws, all that stuff. We don't know that.
No.
We're just sportscasters, sports writers, whatever. But eventually, if you want to win a championship, I go back to Ben Simmons. If you love basketball and you're devoted to your teammates, then you put all that aside. I understand this is a whole different issue than with Ben Simmons. It's a vaccination. Some people are against it, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? But I do think if you want to win a championship, and this is the reason why you teamed up with Kevin Durant, then you get the shot.
We're talking to Sean Powell from NBA.com, a great longtime writer, and he's down in Atlanta, which is always a fun city, so I give you a chance to hit a little Mavericks Hawks. But from this angle, I think I know I think I know what most people would say. I certainly know what I would say. But if you had a chance, we'll give you not even 10 years. Let's say the next 7 years, and maybe before the playoffs, it was more of an obvious answer. Would you take Doncic or would you take Trae Young to build your team around?
Dude, you can give me 2 seconds. I'm taking Luka Doncic.
Okay.
I mean, and that's no slight to Trae Young. Trae Young has gone further than Luka Doncic in the playoffs. Okay. And he's going to be a great player. He still has some things he needs to work out, just like all young players do. But he's going to be a great player. And the Hawks are going to build their future around him. But Luka Doncic is going to be on the greatest 100 greatest players in about 25 years. He's going to go down and might go down as the greatest international player ever if he can supplant his, Dirk Nowitzki right there in Dallas.
Yeah.
But this guy's on the right track. He's an all-timer. Trae Young's a good player, but Luka Doncic is an all-timer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. I just wanted to get your thoughts. You're down there for the game. I got you.
Yeah. And BT and I've talked about that a lot. And BT has this formula for who he is with LeBron.
Oh, 25% Bird, 25% yeah. Magic, 25% yeah. LeBron, 25% Jason Kidd, 100% Transcendent. That's what I said 3 years ago.
That's
keep
right.
going, team.
But without good talent, I guess a lifting talent around him, it seems like it's always going to come short. To your point, Trae Young's gone farther. What is up with Kristaps Porzingis? Right, we've been trying to figure this out. I mean, BT loved Kristaps when he was with the Knicks, and then when he bounced and said he didn't want to be there, BT didn't say his name for like 6 months. But like, I can't figure him out. I think he should be great, but it doesn't seem like it's happening. What's up?
You know who can't? Who else can't figure him out? The entire city of Dallas. Mark Cuban can't figure him out. Jason Kidd's trying to figure him out. He just got the coaching job.
Yeah.
Luka Doncic wants to figure him out because basically Kristaps Porzingis is his best hope of winning a championship or at least coming close.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money invested in him. they can't do anything under the cap because, you know, he's commanding a big salary. So for better or for worse, they've got to keep him for the next 2 or 3 years and hope that they're not going to be wasting years from Luka Doncic. Now, Luka's a young, what is it, 20, 21 years old. It's not like, you know, he's 30. But at the same time, they need to know, Kristaps, number one, can you stay healthy, first and foremost? And then number two, can you be a post player where he's like 7'10"?
Yeah.
You know, can he bring that into his repertoire and you know, not just be a 7-footer out there shooting threes? So if he can get a little muscle inside
evolve,
the paint,
evolve,
be a well-rounded player, then maybe we'll find out who Kristaps Porzingis is.
Yeah,
I was going to actually take you there a little bit deeper because, you know, Rick Carlisle, I know you've got respect for Rick. I think Rick is really one of the great coaches in the game, but, you know, he wasn't able to get his behind in the post. He just kept, you know, floating and gravitating to the outside and flicking 25-foot jump shots. And on nights when Porzingis hits 4 or 5 and he winds up with 30 points and 7 rebounds and 2 blocks, you're like, wow, this guy's a borderline superstar. But when he hits 1 of 8, he's kind of an average player. Will they deploy him differently this year? Will Jason Kidd use him differently?
And see, that is a great, great question because, you know, you would think this is just instinct from Porzingis. We don't know that. We don't know if Rick Carlisle just said, you know what, he can't play at a post, so I'm not going to force him. Let him just shoot jump shots, you know. Now we get to see Jason Kidd put his stamp not only on the franchise, but also on Kristaps Porzingis, and that will have a rollover effect on what Luka Doncic does and the fate of the Dallas Mavericks, at least in the short term. So we'll see starting tonight in Atlanta. I'm here, Mavericks versus Hawks. We'll get a chance to see what Porzingis can do. We'll see if it's a new player or whether, you know, Doncic at the end is going to be frustrated all over again.
Mm-hmm. Sean Powell, NBA.com writer with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Sean, one more before we let you go. I haven't seen him personally, so I don't really know, but I don't think that Zion Williamson is 300 pounds. But we keep getting these reports that he's putting on a lot of weight. We saw him on a video, and he looked a little heavy, chunky. You know, he had the leg injury or knee injury. What's the latest with Zion? And 'cause it feels like his family's been difficult down there, and they don't really know how to, like, message this thing. Like, what's the latest on Zion Williamson?
Well, the problem is he shouldn't have been drafted by New Orleans because, you know, down there on, you know, that's some good food down there.
It is.
That would have ruined your NFL career, man.
That's right. That's right. I'd be 250.
You know? That was like the wrong place. He should have went to some place like, I don't know, Minnesota or some place that doesn't have great restaurants. But I just think, you know, look, he's young. His family, his first time, you know, everybody's got their own, you know, their interest with him. You know, a lot of outsiders, agents, you know, a lot riding on him and pulled in a lot of different directions, I assume. But he's got to be healthy, first of all. And we've seen what he's capable of doing when he's healthy. I mean, you know, this guy is, you know, he's a high percentage shooter. Yep. You can't stop him going left, up at the rim. He's very powerful. He's working on his jump shot a little bit. If he's healthy and the team starts winning, then everybody's happy. But look, I have yet to see a player in the NBA, like top 3, 4, 5 pick, whatever, turn down the rookie max extension. Is he going to be the first one?
Yeah.
Because usually these guys, you can say how unhappy they are or whatever, but as Luka Doncic showed last year, he's taking that money.
Yeah.
He's taking that money. So I think Zion's going to take that money. Now, what they do after they take that money, do they start demanding trade? That's a whole different issue. And that's a hot-button issue, by the way, with the NBA. Guys, you know, taking the, you know, the max money, the most that anybody else can pay them, and then a year or two into that, say, oh, I think I want to go. Hmm. So the NBA's got to address that at some point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's going to get his money. And so I think for the first 4 or 5 years, he's going to be in New Orleans, for better or for worse.
Hey, Sean, I hate to end on a somber note, but it's more of a celebration. I mean, I know that you knew Sekou Smith real well. We had him on the show, I don't know, 50 times over the years, maybe more. Called him, he'd come right on. Just a great gentleman, and he's obviously no longer with us. I know you've been in the media room, and what was it like to walk in there and see the plaque? I mean, what are some of the colleagues saying? Let's give Sekou some love on the show here.
Well, as you know, Sekou was my colleague, NBA.com, and also NBA TV. So obviously, you know, this hit home. I walked into the press room today, Sekou Smith media room, and what I was struck most by, not what the Hawks did, and of course, first class, that's been great, but Sekou's family was right there. Mm. You know, his wife, his two sons, his daughter, his sisters. And I think, you know, obviously they had bittersweet emotions. Number one, they were touched by what the Hawks did and dedicating the press room to Sekou Smith. But on the other hand, I think it's really hitting home, at least with us media people, that he's not here to be around us, you know, crack jokes, be fun, be smart, all those things. So I think it really hits home when you walk in the press room when you see that.
That's good encapsulation of a great man, by the way. Thanks a lot, Sean. Appreciate you, bud.
Appreciate you, Tony.
Anytime, guys. Yep. All right, 21.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.